And welcome to another Friday edition. In Studio 91, we have Brian McCoy of the Tribal Environmental Protection Agency. So, Brian, welcome to the program here.
Hello, Joe. Thanks for having me. Hello, everyone out there on the radio waves.
All right. We got everybody here. And we want to get an update from you about the Aspire program. And then also, let's lead into the PSA that we've been running for the internship, the EPA internship. So,
perfect. Thanks a lot for letting me communicate some of the air quality things we're working on here at Tribal EPA and with the U.S. EPA Research Office of Research and Development. And we just began our installations of our second portion of our Aspire Health project, which began during the wildland fire smoke season and now is moving on to the wood burning stove smoke portion. And we are looking at improving air quality indoors in people's homes related to their wood burning stoves, and also looking at the ambient, that's the outdoor, wood-burning stove smoke and how it enters the home and how to clean that as well simultaneously. So I could go into a little bit about that.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
The first portion of the wood-burning stove smoke study, we're asking residences to place a box fan with a MERV 13 filter on it and run that. That's that do-it-yourself air cleaner that we've been testing out. Does a really good job at cleaning smoke out of the air. A little bit loud for some people, compared to the traditional commercial style HEPA filters, the HEPA cleaners, air cleaners. So that's the second part of the study, is to look at the HEPA cleaners, the more traditional HEPA air cleaners, and look at the efficiency of both, comparing those two to each other, and also just looking at overall comfort of utilizing those two filters. There's the last portion of the study. We put a visual air monitor in the home that has a current real-time air quality reading, and then we ask the individuals in the home if placing one of those monitors has any effect on how they use their air cleaners. So that those are the research questions that we're asking in the study.
And there's some other questions that are asked by the people with those monitors.
Yeah, so there are. So as the name implies, it's called Aspire Health. And so we're also looking for feedback regarding individuals' health improvement inside the home using these different style air cleaners.
It was our experience with they set up an appointment and they actually interview you over the telephone. So they're taking down your answers.
Okay, yeah. So the initial recruitment process had a phone interview, and then I don't know too much about how the questions are generated, but it sounds like that continues. So it's a weekly or biweekly phone interview about as the study progresses, that we're gathering that information. that confidential information. So, yeah, really important development with the ASPIRE, standing for Advancing Science Partnerships for the Reduction of Smoke Exposures. So that's the fancy acronym for the indoor reduction of smoke exposures. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. That's something that you don't want to answer when you pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. ASPIRE. Yes.
Yeah. but yeah, I like the acronym. Where people that are involved in these studies are aspiring to improve their indoor air quality, as well as the researchers and our aspiration to improve people's health as it relates to smoke specifically, that we see a lot of, and it's just continuing to get worse, as we know.
One of the things that we experienced having those monitors in the house is it also monitors particles in the air, even if it's not wood smoke. Right. So like when you're cooking or like when you're sweeping around and it gets the dust, you find out how much dust actually gets circulated in your air. And you think, wow, we're breathing this.
Well, I have one in my home right now. I do know that they really like bacon smoke. So whenever I have bacon on the stove, which is a lot, it's my favorite food. yeah, it really reacts. But the cooking particulate matter is not as harmful and doesn't carry some of the dangerous pollutants that a wildfire or wood-burning stove smoke carry. So we can't look in depth at this moment using the sensors we have into some of those toxins. We can't identify those toxins with the particulate sensors that we have. But it's a good start in looking at particulate matter in general under a broad umbrella.
Yes, I find it very comforting that we know. Yeah, because I like that feedback. It's just like biofeedback. You know, this is environmental feedback, and you get to actually see some data that's related to your experience. So you could kind of gives you a visual that this is not your imagination. This is actually happening.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's the thought. The big picture idea of having real-time air quality monitors in the home, and as that relates to behavior and affecting people's behavior, because you know, the old factory stuff, you know, the eyes burning or, you know, smelling it are really good. If we have a saying, if you smell smoke, you're breathing it. And those work, you know, our bodily functions work well to tell us to, you know, it might be a good time to turn on the air cleaner. But if those old factories aren't triggered, then, we can still be breathing harmful smoke particulate at the lower levels. So we're trying to see if what you're saying, you know, that feedback loop really affects how you utilize an air cleaner, even though you might not be having those old factory triggers.
Yeah, it's like those other monitors that you have in the house for your smoke detectors in your what is it, the CO2?
Sure. So, oh, yeah, there's the CO2 part of the project, too, which is looking at airflow from the outside. Really, the amount of outdoor air getting in can be looked at by the amount of CO2 concentrations being occurring inside the home. So if we look at both the air quality and the CO2 levels, and we can tell if a door's opening or closing, or if there are gaps in the windows, so on and so forth.
Anything more about the Aspire program?
We'll be running this through the next month and a half. So you may see US EPA and myself cruising around through the neighborhoods installing and uninstalling equipment. So give a shout out. Say hi.
Okay.
See us out there.
So do you have all of the monitors registered out to people now that you want to?
Yeah, there are 11 residences in the study. So that's a good amount to collect the information that we're shooting to collect.
What are you going to do with this data for the community? Is there going to be a way to report?
So the data that we collect in these studies will really, they're going to answer a bunch of different questions. The social aspect, it's looking at what people prefer for air cleaners in their home, and if they even, you know, think that they do need an air cleaner in their home during the winter months when you're not dealing with smoke that, as I stated before, you know, that's the type of eye-burning smoke that we see during wildfire season. And then there's some more confidential health questions that we have a team of doctors that we'll be looking at the answers to those questions and more in depth into how different residences deal with smoke and their personal health.
Okay. Well, we're listening to Brian McCoy of the Hoopa Tribal Environmental Protection Agency, right, talking about some of the studies that are going on and the other program that you are offering anyway, the PSA that we are airing, has to do with college-level internships in EPA. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I can. We're really excited to be a host site for the Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals 2022 Air Quality Internship. And they are looking, well, I am looking for an airhead to come along with me during the summer and do air quality projects in Hoopa. And we're looking for someone that's really excited about science and health and smoke to sign up for this 8-week summer internship through ITEP and the US EPA. And there's a stipend so you get paid for $4,800 for 8 weeks. And there's also some housing money available also. We're really looking for a student, college student returning for the summer from Hoopa, or that has one of the requirements is a 2.5 GPA, and just somebody that is excited for science, engineering, and, you know, health. I think it really comes down to, you know, health. And I meet so many young people in the community that are really involved with the cultural and environmental protection of the reservation and the Hoopa people, and interested in that. And this is just a great way, you know, and I'm a fun guy to work with. So it would be really helpful. I really like to share what I know about air quality. And I also really would appreciate the help of an individual during the summer when these wildfires hit. And there's also the opportunity to work and do some water quality tasks at TEPA also. So working out on the river might be a bonus, signing up for that, being outside in the field in both those situations, out on the river on a boat and up on the platform, or checking the sensors, the air quality sensors and monitors, and then just doing outreach regarding air quality. And we have the new air cleaner days that we've been doing with Office of Emergency Services to prepare people with their air cleaners for the impending smoke episodes. And yeah, you get to learn all about how agencies operate here on the reservation, get to work with tribal council and the chairman and KIDE.
And this could lead to other careers in environment?
Definitely would be a great stepping stone to jobs in all sorts of agency fields, from the California Air Resources Board or North Coast Air Quality Management District to the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. These would be all great stepping stones for that.
This is connected with a university, is it, in Arizona?
Yeah, so the Institute for Tribal Environmental Programs, that's a national institute that helps tribes develop their environmental programs, such as TEPA, that's Tribal Environmental Program, here in Hoopa. They're based out of Northern Arizona University. So, yes, I think that is another caveat of this internship, is that it has 12-hour, I think, 12 hours undergrad, 9 hours grad of coursework. So you also get credit at, I think, Humboldt State would I don't know exactly how that would transfer to Humboldt State, but it's 12 hours undergrad, 9 hours graduate student coursework. So, yeah, you should expect to be able to utilize it towards your degree.
And part of that stipend that you get, there's a housing stipend that goes along with your campus stay?
There is a overall $4,800. They call it a stipend, but it would just be a check to use at your leisure. It's not connected directly to tuition or something at a university. So really, they're just paying you $4,800 for participation. And then there's extra money as it relates to if you needed to rent a house in Hoopa, there's extra incentives there to look into. And it's all available for registration at the ITEP site. We put this on the Two Rivers Tribune. Also has a great post that Allie did that has a link that you can click on. But you'd be able to find it at ITEP. So, Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals, 2022 Air Quality Internship online.
Okay. And you're encouraging local people, a local tribal member, to take advantage of this.
Yeah, I think that, there will be people that are applying for these internships from all over the country, and it'd just be great to get someone directly here from Hoopa that knows the people in the area. But there's always the chance that someone wants to learn about Hoopa culture from outside the area, and I put in all the cool recreation opportunities that abound around this area as incentive for others to come out and explore.
Okay, very good. Anything else you want to talk about here?
Well, I think that the one thing I had mentioned relates to the internship and the importance of that is I'm always looking for funding, of course, for air quality monitoring. And I just wanted to throw out that I will be applying for an opportunity that came out of the American Rescue Plan. The U.S. EPA made $20 million in competitive grants available recently through the plan. That's Biden's American Rescue Plan. And it looks like there will be funding available to increase our monitoring capabilities here in Hoopa for wildland fire smoke specifically and indoor air quality monitoring as it relates to just overall health of different buildings, your residential home and our schools and our department buildings and the neighborhood facility and so on and so forth. So I'm really excited about that. And I just wanted to end with that with some optimism that we can continue to move forward, it looks like, in you know, with the importance of air quality becoming more and more in the forefront of everybody's minds, especially as it relates to climate change and to wildland fires and smoke impacts that come with that for children and other living things. I think we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I would look forward to that. 'Cause are you talking about having more monitors throughout the valley as a possible thing from this result of this application?
Yeah, so this morning, actually, funny enough, as I was thinking about good ways to spend this money, and JW had and I have been talking about hardening the air quality monitoring site up at the cell phone towers up on Bald Hill and making that a permanent air quality monitoring location. Right now it's temporary during the summer, and then we run we have a Purple Air low-cost sensor that we have up there during the winter. But that would be something to shoot for in this grant would be to put a permanent air quality monitoring site at elevation at Bald Hill to protect the individuals that live at elevation up at Bald Hill. They can see varying air quality concerns there from the valley floor and vice versa, and also learn more about how the inversion sets up in the valley and traps smoke at lower elevations. There's also a thermal belt that sets up and during the summers can trap smoke at elevation on Bald Hill. So there's a lot to learn atmospherically about how smoke travels here in the valley and impacts people at different heights. And so we're all about gathering more really good data sets that can help us understand more than we do today.
Yeah, I like reading those monitors on when I'm on the air, and I can take a look at all of the monitor readings, and you can see where the smoke is.
Yeah, we're lucky to have one up in Willow Creek, too.
Yeah. They were smoky this morning. Wow, they went to 150.
Yeah, so that has to do directly with this high-pressure system that we've been under. We could get into a little weather, and is expected to persist for the next couple weeks. So the cold air is getting trapped on the valley floor, and there's no real movement until the sun, you know, at its low angle, can heat up the valley floor and get the air moving again. Those are the inversions that are affecting our air quality here in Hoopa overnight due to wood-burning stove smoke.
If you have some dooryard debris that you're burning, that's going to show up too.
So if you are burning anything after, say, 4 p.m. And 10 a.m., I'm just going to go on average, but it could be as late as noon. Most of that over the next couple weeks during the night is going to be somewhat trapped within the Hoopa Valley. Yes, overnight.
Wow. Okay.
And that means the warmer, as you rise in elevation, the air gets warmer instead of cooler. That's what an inversion means. Usually as you rise in elevation, the air gets cooler as you rise. But that's not the case under inversion, and it does not allow for smoke to ventilate until there's air movement due to the warming later in the day.
All right. That explains it well. Thank you.
Thank you again for having me on, Joe. And we can meet up again, and I'll give you another update on all the cool research that we're doing with the Office of Research and Development and Tribal Environmental Program.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Our guest has been Brian McCoy of the Tribal Environmental Protection Agency, talking about the Aspire program and the upcoming internship offered through their program. The Friday edition is a production of KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio. The producer and host has been Joseph Orozco, lead producer, KIDE. We thank you for listening.